Healthcare workers face serious risks caring for patients who have COVID-19. Bryce and Brittany Butimer are among them. They're a married couple living in Kankakee, working in neighboring Will County. They're on the front lines of the pandemic as a paramedic and an ER nurse. They've also made another sacrifice amid this crisis, living apart from their three children. Their story is part of a series, Essential Voices, from Side Effects Public Media. Let's take a listen.
My name's Bryce Butimer. I'm a paramedic firefighter.
My name is Brittany Butimer, and I have been an emergency room nurse for the last 3 years.
Most of the calls are still your typical 911 emergency medical calls, but we're taking most of the precautions that everybody has to COVID-19. We wear masks, N95s, and we bring in surgical masks for the patient and family if no matter what the call is.
I'd say for over a month now, we've been seeing patients with these symptoms. The consensus seems to be that we've been seeing this since January, but we just didn't know what it was. It definitely is anxiety provoking for sure. You know, I've heard a lot of nurses say, well, we didn't sign up for this, but we did sign up for this. And that's why we all continue to show up, because we love our patients. The problem we're seeing with this virus is that patients are showing minor symptoms. They are absolutely okay to discharge. And then suddenly people are progressing to worsening. We're having a lot of cardiac arrests on patients that were fine an hour ago, and now they aren't. One of the hardest things is that when these patients are crashing, or we see that they're crashing, trying to stop yourself from just running into the room without any kind of gear on is extremely heartbreaking. You have to make sure that you're covered. I know there's been several times where, you know, if we can just get a mask and goggles on, we gotta go, because these patients are dying very quickly. It's been a completely new experience for us. I've had a patient that I sat with as he died because these families can't come into the hospital. That has been extremely hard, because nobody should ever have to die alone. And we will always make sure no one ever dies alone. We will always be there with them. When we started seeing these really extreme cases, my husband, who is a firefighter paramedic, and since I'm an emergency room nurse, we are both around it and we both can't take time off. So we decided to have our three children go to my parents' house.
Knowing what she's seen and what she's dealing with, you know, that helped make my decision into agreeing with her to have the children go over and stay at her parents' house for the time being. It was a hard decision, but they understood what was going on. They know what me and Brittany do for our jobs, especially our oldest, who's 11. He does understand.
Our middle is 8, and our youngest, he is only a year and a half. So he's the only one who doesn't understand.
We text back and forth, video chat with them. A couple times a week, we see if they need anything. We drop stuff off, and if they come outside, we stay away from them, you know. No hugs, no kisses, anything like that. But, you know, they'll show us, you know, some stuff that they've been doing at their grandparents' house, making forts and whatnot and driving tractors around. Our youngest, Kyler, you know, he doesn't understand why mom and dad can't pick him up. And why, you know, after 10, 15 minutes, you know, we blow him kisses and we get in the car and we leave.
It's been extremely hard. My children are pretty much everything in the world to me.
It's so quiet in our house, you could hear a pin drop. It's so strange. So what I'm looking forward to most is having the kids back in the house, having them yelling and screaming, toys all over the place, them in the backyard jumping on the trampoline, you know, just being able to be their dad and hold them and hug them. I just want the kids to know that, you know, mom and dad love them, that we're doing this for their best interest, and that this is all going to be over soon, and nothing like this hopefully will ever happen again. Can't wait to hold them again.
Those were the voices of Bryce and Brittany Butimer, a paramedic and nurse in Kankakee, who are eagerly awaiting the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that story was produced by Illinois Newsroom's health reporter, Christine Herman, who joins me now. Christine, welcome back to the 21st. Just about a minute right now for us to chat here about this. But I'm wondering, how common was Brittany and Bryce's experience?
Yeah, so Brian, it was, they were very clear that they were able to make this choice because they have parents nearby. I spoke with the head of the Illinois Nurses Association who said there are many nurses who, would love to be able to have that kind of support system, but simply don't. So they have concerns about what kinds of risk factors they're exposing their family members to when they come home.
And are there different ways that nurses in different parts of the state are being affected by this? I mean, they were up in Kankakee, which is part of the Chicago area.
Yeah, so the head of the Nurses Association, Susan Swart, she basically told me that there's big cities like Chicago where we're seeing obviously a lot of COVID-19 cases. The nurses and health workers there are taking on extra shifts and they're really busy. In other parts of the state, she says, actually nurses and other health workers have been sent home because elective surgeries have been canceled. The hospitals have transitioned to just be less busy and they haven't yet been hit by COVID-19. And so it's she said it's a little strange. They're watching things on the news about the developments. They want to be able to help, but they're not needed in their own local areas. So there's that interesting discrepancy between urban and rural areas.
All right. Well, Christine Herman, thanks for doing the story. Thanks for sharing it with us today and spending a couple of minutes extra talking with us about it. You're listening to The 21st. More to come after a short break. Stay with us.